On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Let's get right to it. The Week 15 edition of the Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
So I am the last man of the tribe standing because Fleeks is not here. Harris is not here. But both of them were wise enough and smart enough to send me picks. They didn't want the 0-5 on the ledger. And that way I could share them with the listening audience. And I will do that after we all do our thing. And I'm going to start it off because I'm just dying to get that bad taste out of my mouth. Game one. I'm taking the Tennessee Titans laying a 3 against the Houston Texans. I am buying this renaissance from Ryan Tannehill. And I hate fading Deshaun Watson in a big game, but here's what I like about the Titans. They're the better football team. They can run it with Derrick Henry. They're better defensively. And I think the Houston Texans have some problems. We saw that last week against Denver. I thought their win over New England was far more impressive than it actually was. We know what's going on with the Patriots. We know how much they're struggling to score. The Titans have the Texans twice in 3 weeks. I do not see a sweep. I think the Titans are going to defend their home field. I like them here in this spot, laying a field goal. Give me the Tennessee Titans in game number one. Game two, I'm taking the Chicago Bears plus the 4.5 against the Green Bay Packers. To me, Green Bay is a team that has shown you, despite the gaudy record, they're vulnerable. They let the Washington Redskins hang around last week. Chicago has found something that has worked offensively the last two games, and that defense can frustrate Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if the Bears have enough to win this game outright, but I am getting 4.5 points, and know this. The line opened at 7. It's down to 4.5 with split action. I don't like that. I love that. Give me Chicago in game number two. Game three, I am going with the team that, I got to be honest, usually don't have a whole lot of confidence in them. But it's the LA Chargers. I'm taking the LA Chargers, and I know I'm going to be pacing. I'm going to be hyperventilating watching probably Phillip Rivers down a score, up a score in the fourth quarter, because that's the way these games usually work. The Vikings should be 5.5 point favorites in this game. This line makes absolutely no sense. The suckers will take Minnesota, not me. I'm taking the Chargers. I think they are going to feed off their performance last week against Jacksonville, and I think it will lead to maybe a strong finish too little too late for Anthony Lynn, and make things interesting in that NFC wildcard race. Two games left. I like the Oakland Raiders laying a 6.5 against Jacksonville. The Raiders have had a couple of brutal performances in a row. This is the final game in the black hole. They're going up against a team that is flat out quitting the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the Raiders are going to be ready to rock. I don't care if Josh Jacobs plays or not. They're going to run all over Jacksonville. I think Derek Carr is going to make some big plays. That crowd will be into it. It's going to be an emotional scene. The Raiders are not going to be denied. Chucky for Brent, for Oakland, for Vegas. Give me the Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, for the final time. Laying 6.5. And then last but not least, we're going to Sunday Night Football. A battle of two terrific defenses. And I'm going with the more desperate team in this spot. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know Buffalo's been good against the number. I know they are well coached. The Steelers under Mike Tomlin usually thrive in these primetime spots. They usually thrive in these spots. Rocking crowd, needing the game, ready to go, and I think they will be against Josh Allen. Think the Bills give you a clunker on offense. The Duck continues his magic. Give me the Steelers laying 2 in game number 5. Now, Marco, you have had the good fortune of the Maestro's chair because you are 8-2 in the 2 weeks we've been doing these picks. So you've been hot. Let's keep those good vibes going.
That's the
bro.
Harris good luck that I'm getting. Look, there's two games that we're in agreement on, so I don't like to belabor the point for obviously the same reasons that you did. The Titans laying the 3 against the Texans. The only thing I'm a little concerned with there is Derrick Henry. Still a little gimpy. He's going to play with that hamstring. I'd feel a lot better if he was 100%, but I still like the Titans in this spot. The other one, I can't believe I'm agreeing with you because I don't trust this team ever. But I do like the Chargers in this spot.
Bolt up, baby.
They're begging you to take the Chargers in this spot, and I'm going to go with it. And I'm going to wind up getting burned because Rivers is going to throw that late fourth quarter interception that we've seen for, 700 times in the last 5 years. We're going to go with Oppo in one game. Give me the Bills. I know what you're saying. I realize it may be a trap. I don't care. That Bills defense, Duck Hodges, I'm sorry. The Steelers have played tremendous football. I give Mike Tomlin a ton of credit, and I have not been the biggest Tomlin guy in the last few years. But I'm sorry, this is Cinderella. The slipper, it's not going to fit. The Bills are a better football team. And as much as they showed you in that game with the Ravens, I know they didn't get over the top. I know they found out to a big hole. They had a chance in that one. And that's a really good Ravens team that we've seen how many times week in and week out beating up opponents. This Bills team is better, and they're under the radar. I think they clinch a playoff spot by winning themselves, which is something. When was the last time they did that? Jim Kelly? It's been a long time for the Bills to be able to clinch their own playoff spot and not need help. I think they get it done in this one. The last two games, give me the Saints laying the 9 against the Colts. This is basically, look, New Orleans is annoyed off their game last week. They found their offense. I know their defense did not look good. We know the back and forth with the 49ers, the great game that they played. This is basically, I think the Colts are completely out of gas. I think they played as hard as they could. There's not a whole lot left, and I think the Saints found something in their offense, plus they're ticked off. Sean Payton's got their attention. I think they run away and hide early. The only thing you got to worry about is a backdoor cover by the Colts. I don't buy it. Give me the Saints. The other one, the last game I'm going to give you, and this one scares me. This is basically, I'm worried about the Chiefs' letdown. Do they win and beat the Broncos? Absolutely. Do they cover the 9.5? Historically, these two teams usually play close games. I'm not into the whole Drew Luck. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's the best quarterback that came out of the draft last year and the Broncos have solved the problem that they've had under John Elway. No. This is basically, I'm worried about the Chiefs putting together, this would be what, 4 straight weeks where they've had good opponents and they really continue to dominate every week. I think they got the Bears next week on the road.
They do Sunday night.
I think this is just a spot where you just look at it and you go, Kansas City plays well enough to win, doesn't play great. Broncos hang around. They cover the number. Give me Denver plus the 9.5.
I like that Denver pick plus the points. All right, Nick, you're in the Fliegelman chair, which is not nearly as lucky as Marco's chair, but you got to make some picks anyway. So what's on your card?
I'll start off with the Giants. So I'll take the -5 over your Dolphins.
Well, you got 3.5, so I'm helping you out right there. Give me a point and a half. So, yeah, you like it at 5. You definitely like it at 3.5.
I think it's an ugly game that's probably going to come down to a field goal. And whether it's Eli or Daniel Jones, I think that the Giants will find a way to come out with the win. And if Eli does start, then it could be a nice send-off for him because he had a very good first half of the game before. So, and I'll take the Pats over the Bengals, -10. In my opinion, I don't think the Patriots need any videotaping to beat the Bengals. And it could be a good rebound for them after losing two games in a row. And finally, I'll take the Packers -4 over the Bears. This game could be a bit of a toss-up, but I think it's time for Rodgers to step up and have a good game. So we'll see what happens.
All right, well, heads up on that one. You're rolling with the Packers. I'm rolling with the Bears. Then Fliegelman and Harris were kind enough to send their picks. I do want to read them before we get back to your calls. And for what it's worth, the records. Harris, leader in the clubhouse, at 42-28. I'm in second, 35-34-1, and Fleegs is at 33-35-2. And that winning percentage, by the way, for Marco is at 8-2. So if he had enough picks to qualify, he'd be in second place. Who are we kidding? Now for Fleegs, who's got some work to do. We're on the same page with the Titans. He's got the Skins +4.5. He's rolling with you, Nick. He's got the Pats laying 9.5. He's rolling with me again with the Steelers -2. And the New Orleans Saints -9. Now for Mr. Maestro, and these are the picks you're really wanting to hear. We all have the Tennessee Titans, so he's rolling with that. He's got the Pats laying 9.5. He's got the Eagles, heads up with Fleegs, laying the 4.5. Seattle laying the 6. And then last but not least, he's going heads up with me and Marco. He's got the Vikings laying the 2.5. So there you have it, the Week 15 unlocks of the week. We'll have those posted up on Twitter, and you can check them out online on WFAN.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.